Hi, my name is Tyshawn, and I am a performer. I perform all over Washington, Oregon, and California. I have my own band called the Tyshawn Band. I've been a part of the Bushwick Book Club since its very first show, and I think about now I've gone through about 23 shows. And the reason why I love the Bushwick Book Club is because it inspires me as a songwriter. Every time I read a book, I'm always thinking about who is the character that needs their story told. So oftentimes I think about, is there a way that I can tell their story through song? I read The Botany of Desire, and the reason why I just loved that book was it focused on all these different fruits and vegetables and their story and how they've connected with mankind and become this just really prominent crop. So what I found when I was writing was that I really connected with the marijuana section of the book.
There's a fascinating story about a plant we all know. It traveled about as far as any plant can go. Well, it journeyed to the west, and it traveled to the east. Some call it a miracle, and some call it a weed. It's the story of marijuana. Let's kick off the story in Africa, where the natives, they have been smoking that bud, and how it got to America's a fascinating tale, brought over by a man that we all know well. It's Christopher Columbus. So who got Columbus high? I ask you, who got Columbus high? He was just a sailing and now he's inhaling. Yeah. Who got Columbus high? Now flash on forward to a very short man, a French general named Napoleon. He was crusading down in Egypt land when an itty-bitty plant wrecked his master plan. Say hello to Napoleon. So who got Napoleon high? I ask you, who got Napoleon high? He was swinging that sword to a different tune, and now he's on an island being marooned. Yeah, who got Napoleon? Well, Napoleon's troops were wandering all around. With the weed in the pocket, they would roll through town. An English poet out on a stroll walked into the passing of the bowl. And I ask you, so who got the poet's high? I ask you, who got the poet's high? They were writing about things like cows and grass, and now they're writing about existential consciousness. Well, who got the poet's high? I wanna be perfectly clear. You could have bought them a beer, but who? Those guys high, I ask you, well, who got those fellas high? Who got Napoleon high? Who got Columbus high? Who got the romantic poets high? Who got those fellas high?
Thank you. So when I was a kid, whenever we would sit down to food, my dad, before we could eat. My dad would look at me and he would say, okay, let's pray for this food. And he would look at the food and we would meditate on it. And we would say, in this food, I see the entire universe supporting my creation. And I really loved that. So that later on, one of the things I love to do as a musician is I love to play for farmers markets because I get to have this connection with farmers and a connection with that food. And so it's really fascinating that I've been reading this on Botany of Desire and seeing our connection with these fruits and vegetables that I really adore. So the answer in terms of what is good eating is a real connection with your food.